Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Fantasize Me, Halloween Edition, the podcast where I take characters real or imagined and I fantasize them as D&D characters. I'm your host, Zach Katz, and happy Halloween, everybody. If you're listening to this after Halloween, which you probably are, still, happy Halloween for next year. I guess. I hope you had a good Halloween this year. Anyway, what better way to spend Halloween than listening to me turn Oogie Boogie into a D&D character? That's right, we're getting down and dirty with our favorite sack boy, full of bugs, incredible sucking power. Perfect. Let's do it. So Oogie Boogie is from The Nightmare Before Christmas. He's the main antagonist. And his appearance is just this big burlap sack sewed into the shape of a person. And it's just full of bugs. It's full of bugs. So the film Nightmare Before Christmas is actually based on a poem by Tim Burton. And the original Nightmare Before Christmas poem didn't actually have Oogie Boogie, but he was added to the movie to make it a little bit more interesting. The voice actor of Oogie Boogie in the film, Ken Page, claims that he based his performance as Oogie as somewhere between Bert Lahr in The Wizard of Oz, he was the Cowardly Lion, and the voice of the demon in The Exorcist. So I always thought Oogie Boogie had such a fun voice. He's just like this jazzy villain who sings this awesome number about being a gambling boogeyman. In Tim Burton's autobiography, Burton on Burton, which that name's fine, I guess, Burton says that Oogie Boogie was loosely inspired by Cab Calloway's appearances in several Betty Boop cartoons, Cab Calloway being an American jazz singer, most often associated with the Cotton Club in Harlem. But Tim Burton really drew a lot of inspiration from Cab Calloway and Betty Boop, and he even asked Danny Elfman to make Oogie's song in The Nightmare Before Christmas resemble one of Calloway's songs, called Minnie the Moocher. So Oogie Boogie's a sack full of bugs. But one of the ideas for Oogie's identity was for him to actually be the mad scientist of the film, Dr. Finkelstein, in disguise. And the idea was that Dr. Finkelstein was taking revenge on Jack and Sally or something, but the idea was pretty quickly scrapped. So we don't know too much about Oogie Boogie from the film Nightmare Before Christmas, so I am going to use some video games that he was in. So in the movie, you see Oogie Boogie as just this mysterious and dangerous villain, and Jack Skellington, the protagonist, wants nothing to do with him. Oogie Boogie's three servants, Lock, Shock, and Barrel, kidnap Santa Claus and bring him to Oogie Boogie. And Oogie Boogie's like, hey, Santa, I'm gonna kill and eat you. And Santa's like, girl, no, you're not. Anyway, Sally, the protagonist's love interest throughout this and voice of reason, goes to save Santa Claus, but is also captured by Oogie Boogie. She tries to trick him because she's a ragdoll Frankenstein zombie person. So she distracts him with her severed leg peeking around a corner, and Oogie Boogie, thinking this is some sexy dame, goes over and starts tickling her foot while Sally and Santa Claus begin to escape. But Oogie Boogie sees that, hey, this is just a severed leg. There's no girl attached to this. So he sucks. He just takes a huge inhale of air and sucks so hard that Santa Claus and Sally are pulled from the rope they're climbing. So yeah, it gave Santa Claus that terminal suck. I love it. Then, of course, Jack Skellington comes and murders Oogie Boogie. He rips the sack off his body, and all of the bugs begin to kind of disassemble and fall into this ooze and die. Brutal. So that's all we know of Oogie Boogie from the movie. He likes to gamble. He likes feet. He likes to suck. He eats bugs and also is bugs. And that's pretty much it. But in the video game The Nightmare Before Christmas, The Pumpkin King, you learn more about Oogie's origins. Namely, he is not from Halloween Town, but rather he's from the real world. And he once had his very own holiday called Bug Day. Unfortunately for him, Bug Day was forgotten by the people of the real world, so Oogie escaped from that realm and found Halloween Town. Once there, Oogie decided that it would be the new Bug Day, so he took this army of insects and invaded the town. And he nearly took it over, but Jack was able to stop the bugs, defeat Oogie, and then imprison him within his underground lair. So that is why you see Oogie Boogie in The Nightmare Before Christmas, just in his underground lair, not leaving, not going anywhere else. But I thought that was so interesting. He had his own holiday. He was like one of the other seven holidays in The Nightmare Before Christmas, because you have Halloween and Christmas pretty heavily represented, but there's another five holidays there. There's Thanksgiving, Easter, St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, and Independence Day, which I just think is very funny. But anyway, then in the 2004 video game, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie's Revenge, Oogie is resurrected by Lock, Shock, and Barrel, because they're kind of bored, you know, they got nothing to do. So they sew him back together, he reanimates, and then he attempts to become the Seven Holidays King by kidnapping the leaders of all seven holidays. Again, his plans are foiled by Jack, and he's again destroyed when his bugs come out of him. So that's pretty much it for Oogie Boogie's background. There's not a ton there, but I, you know, learned some interesting stuff about him, and now I kind of want to play these video games. I had the 2004 video game, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie's Revenge. I had it on PS2, but I never beat it. I never finished it, and I don't know why. Anyway, so now that we know about Oogie's background, let's pick a background for our man, alright? So we know from his background, before he was this villain, he had his own holiday in the real world called Bug Day. So he was kind of on par, maybe not on par, but in the same realm of power as, you know, Santa Claus, as the Easter Bunny, the same renown. So maybe like folk hero? Although he was never a hero. People clearly didn't like Bug Day. How about... I do like the idea of something, like, coming from a place of power, like maybe a noble. I just did noble. Ooh, okay, we're gonna do Mole Master Aristocrat, and it's called Mole Master Aristocrat. I'm just gonna call it Aristocrat because I don't care about the Mole Master part. There we go. So as an aristocrat, he's gonna gain skill proficiencies in deception and performance, which are perfect for him. He's a villain. Of course he lies. And he gives one hell of a performance. His underground lair is just set up for him to do a big song and dance whenever he's about to eat someone. I love it. He's so flashy. Loves dramatics. He's also going to gain tool proficiencies in one type of artisan's tools and one musical instrument. So let's see, one artisan's tools, and it specifies here in artistic artisan's tools, which aren't they all? But I think we're gonna go with weaver's tools, because he's just a burlap sack sewed together, and I know sewing and weaving are two different things, but I think this is fitting. So weaver's tools, so he can make himself a new body should he need it. And then an instrument. I think we have to make use of his breathing abilities. So maybe like the flute? Ooh, nope. Okay, we're doing a bagpipe. He's proficient in bagpipes because he's got that breathing ability and he is a bag. He's just a bug bag. Boom, bagpipes. I am a certified genius. This is great. Okay, so now that we have that, skill proficiencies in deception and performance, weaver's tools and bagpipes, let's pick a race for him. So I was looking at Thrykeen, which is like this alien insect race, because he's just made up of a ton of insects, but I don't actually like what the Thrykeen gives him. I don't think that's fitting at all. Then I was looking at Orc, because they have this ability called Relentless Endurance, where if they're reduced to 0 hit points, they can drop to 1 hit point instead. So I thought that might be representative of Oogie's ability to survive all of these seemingly fatal encounters. Like, Oogie's died so many times. In the Kingdom Hearts game, you kill him in the first one, he just comes back in the second, and he's like, all right, round two, let's go. But then I decided to go with Halfling. So we're just gonna do Stout Halfling, the kind of base level Halfling here. So as a Stout Halfling, Oogie is going to get the racial trait Lucky. So when Oogie rolls a 1 on an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw, he can reroll the die and must use the new roll. Now, I will say, I don't think Oogie Boogie is lucky. He loves to gamble, but when he throws dice in the movie, he immediately gets snake eyes and cheats to get a higher number. So I'm going to flavor this as he's not lucky, he just cheats. Whenever he rolls a 1, he pulls some cheater shit and rolls better. He's also going to gain Brave, so he has advantage on saving throws against being frightened. Yeah, how are you going to spook the spooker, you know? Halfling Nimbleness, he can move through the space of any creature that is of a size larger than yours. I don't think this fits, because I feel like Oogie Boogie gets stuck in things because he has these wide birthing hips, but the other things make sense. From a stout halfling, he's going to gain stout resilience, so he has advantage on saving throws against being poisoned and resistance against poison damage. That, I think, does make sense. He's full of bugs. I'm sure a lot of them are poisonous, and his skin is just a sack. So how are you going to poison that? You know what I mean? I also picked halfling because their movement speed is only 25 feet. For most of the races, it's 30 feet, so I wanted him to be a bit slower, because he's not very fast. I wouldn't say he isn't dexterous. I would just say he isn't fast. And for languages, he's gonna know Common and Halfling. Beautiful. Boom, nailed it. So now that we have his background, aristocrat, and race, stout halfling, we can roll for stats. So that's when you take a d6, a 6-sided die, roll it 4 times, drop the lowest number, and add up the remaining 3 to get one of his 6 ability scores. Okay, so we're gonna do that 6 times. Okay, so I rolled for Sack Daddy, and he did okay. He got 11, 14, 9, 9, 13, and 15. So in D&D, 10 is about average. So he has 2 things he's below average with, 1 thing he's about average, and then 3 things he's above average at. Isn't that nice? So what do we think his highest stat will be? Where do we think that 15 is going to go? I'm going to do charisma, because he oozes charisma. He's so confident. Unless he's faced with Jack Skellington, then he loses that confidence, but he still tries. 14, I'm actually going to put 14 into dexterity, because like I said earlier, he's slow, but I don't think that means he's not dexterous. In the movie and in the video games Kingdom Hearts, he does some jumps that are just very impressive. And he doesn't have any fingers, but he can still work the nubbins of his sack as if he does. And that's just impressive. Next, we have a 13. Let's put that in the Constitution. Constitution helps to determine hit points, and he seems to be pretty hardy. Unkillable unless you get his brain bug. Then we have 11, 9, and 9. Let's put 11 into Strength, and then 9 into Intelligence and Wisdom. Because he just keeps messing with Jack, and he just keeps losing. Can't be too smart if he fights the same battle over and over. Next, we get a +2 and a +1. From his race, we can put a +2 wherever we want and +1 wherever we want. Let's do +2 to charisma, so let's bump that 15 to a 17, which is now a +3 modifier. Very charismatic. And then let's do the +1 into constitution, move that to a 14, which is now a +2 modifier, so he's a little bit more healthy. Beautiful! So Oogie Boogie's starting stats are 11 strength, 14 dexterity, 14 constitution, 9 intelligence, 9 wisdom, and 17 charisma. I love that for him! Good for him, okay? I mean, yeah, those aren't terrible. Those are stats I can work with. So now, what do we think his first class will be? I'm gonna go with Druid. Yeah? Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go with Druid, even though his stats show that that's a very bad idea. But whatever, I don't care. I'm something of a rebel. So the reason I'm going into Druid is because he controls bugs. He has Bug Day. He's the god of bugs, all right? So as a Druid, he's gonna gain proficiencies in light armor, medium armor, and shields, with clubs, daggers, darts, javelins, maces, quarterstaff, scimitar, sickle, slings, and spears. So a whole assortment of random weaponry. He's going to gain proficiency in an herbalism kit. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Herbalism. And also in intelligence and wisdom saving throws. Now, I was looking at this, And most of the skills use intelligence and wisdom, and he has a negative one in both of those, so he's terrible at pretty much everything. He's awful with animal handling, with medicine, with survival, with perception. He can't perceive shit. But now with proficiency in intelligence, wisdom, saving throws, he at least has a plus one to those. So not in the negatives, which is fine, I guess. That's okay. Oh boy. All right, he can also choose two skills to be proficient in from Arcana: animal handling, insight, medicine, nature, perception, religion, and survival. And I am going to do animal handling because, again, he has bugs. He controls bugs. He both controls and is bugs. Good for him. So animal handling, and what else do we think is fitting for him? I definitely don't think insight, medicine, perception, or religion are fitting. So nature and survival. I'm gonna do survival, because he just keeps living. He's died so many times and he's just still around. Good for him. That's nice. So as a first level druid, he's gonna know druidic, the secret language of druids, and only those who can speak druidic and know the language can spot hidden messages that Oogie Boogie can leave. So that's fine. Maybe in this canon, druidic is kind of the language spoken by these heads of holidays. So Santa Claus knows druidic, the Easter Bunny knows druidic, Uncle Sam knows druidic. I imagine Uncle Sam to be the head of Independence Day. I know Uncle Sam didn't come into use until the 1800s, and Independence Day was 1776 for the US, but I like it. Anyway, so in addition to druidic, he's also going to have spellcasting. Of course, he's a druid. Druids are spellcasters. The problem is his spellcasting ability is going to be wisdom, which he has a negative one in. So even though Oogie can use spells, he's really bad at it. And I also kind of love that. He's trying his best, and he's so confident, but he's just bad at it. That's fun. So his spell save DC, or what a target has to equal or beat to resist the effects of his spells, is going to be 8, plus his proficiency bonus, plus his wisdom modifier. Proficiency bonus at first level is plus 2, wisdom's negative 1, so it's just going to be a spell save DC of 9. Everyone's gonna succeed on that. That's amazing. Spell attack modifiers, proficiency bonus plus wisdom modifier, or plus 1. He's not gonna hit anything. This is great. I'm making him bad on purpose. This is wonderful. Second level in druid, he's gonna know wild shape. So he can use his action to assume the shape of a beast that he has seen before, and he can use this feature twice per short or long rest. There are some limitations, so he can't have a flying or swimming speed, so he can just turn into a big bug that can't fly, like a scorpion or something. There are all of these other rules to wild shape, it's just this huge wall of text, so I'm not gonna get into it. He can turn into an animal. Good for him. Second level, he's also going to gain his druid circle, or his druid subclass. And we are going to go Circle of the Shepherd. So as a Circle of the Shepherd druid, he's going to gain Speech of the Woods, so he can speak, read, and write Sylvan. Additionally, beasts can understand his speech, and he gains the ability to decipher their noises and motions. So he can get the gist of what animals are trying to say, even if he can't understand them completely. He can talk to bugs. Which makes sense, because he is them. He's also going to gain Spirit Totem. So now, as a bonus action, he can magically summon an incorporeal spirit to a point he can see within 60 feet of him. The spirit's going to create an aura in a 30-foot radius around that point. It counts as neither a creature nor an object, though it has the spectral appearance of the creature it represents. And as a bonus action, he can move the spirit up to 60 feet to a point he can see. Spirit lasts for 1 minute, and he can use this once per short or long rest. So there are three different auras. There's the Bear Spirit, which gives temporary hit points and advantage to strength checks and strength saving throws while Oogie Boogie and friendly creatures are within the aura. With the Hawk Spirit, Oogie Boogie can use his reaction to grant advantage on an attack roll within the aura, and he and allies will have advantage on perception checks within the aura. And then there's the Unicorn Spirit. So he and allies will gain advantage on all ability checks made to detect creatures in the spirit's aura.
Also, if he casts a spell using a spell slot that restores hit points to any creature inside or outside the aura, each creature of his choice in the aura also regains hit points equal to his druid level. That's really cool. So if he casts Cure Wounds on himself, he can just have himself and everyone else gain an additional 2 hit points, and that's going to go up as he increases his druid level. That's fun. I think we should rename these spirits, though, because Bear, Hawk, and Unicorn just don't fit Oogie Boogie. Our sack daddy's a nasty dirty bug boy with birthing hips, okay? He needs something a little freakier. So let's see, bear spirit is strength. So how about like Hercules beetle, right? Those are strong. Or ant, ants are strong. How about the ant spirit? Nice. Hawk spirit is good at seeing things. What bugs are good at seeing things? Mosquitoes. They have like a heat sense. So they're not actually good at seeing things. I'm gonna go with it. So mosquito spirit and then unicorn spirit is for rejuvenation. So let's call that the ladybug spirit. Oogie Boogie is just full of 10,000 ladybugs all chittering in harmony. It's awful. Stick your hand in him, I dare you. Third level in druid, he's just going to gain access to second level druid spells. Fourth level in druid, his wild shape is going to improve, so he can turn into more powerful creatures, and now he can have a swimming speed. But also, he's going to get an ability score improvement. So now he can increase one ability score of his choice by 2, or increase 2 ability scores of his choice by 1. Or he can pick a feat, which is just a special ability he can have, but his stats really need the help. Okay, so I think we're going to put 1 into charisma to make that an 18 or a plus 4 modifier. And we're going to put that other one into wisdom. So let's bump that wisdom from a 9 to a 10. So it's no longer a negative 1. It is a plus 0. That's actually pretty helpful. Next, we are going to multiclass. And we're going to go into something. We're going to go into something. I think we're going to go into Bard. We're going to go into Bard for a few reasons. First of all, he gains proficiency in one skill of his choice and one musical instrument of his choice. Well, I kind of already nailed the musical instrument with bagpipe, but let's do maracas, because they're also another round shape that's full of things, just like Oogie Boogie. So one skill proficiency of his choice. Let's see. How about sleight of hand? Because if he's going to be cheating and everything, having good sleight of hand to cheat, you know, move the dice to a better number, flip the cards to something more favorable for him, sleight of hand is going to be pretty useful. Ugh, beautiful. Love it. Now, as a first level bard, he's going to gain spellcasting. But believe it or not, he's much better with bard spells than he is druid spells. His spellcasting ability for these is going to be charisma. He has a plus 4 to charisma compared to a plus 0 in wisdom for his druid spells. So his spell save DC at 5th level proficiency bonus goes up to plus 3. So his spell save DC for his bard spells is going to be 15, and his spell attack modifier is going to be plus 7. Incredible. He's also going to have Bardic Inspiration. So now as a bonus action, he can give a creature other than himself within 60 feet of him who can hear him a Bardic Inspiration die, which is 1d6. And the creature can roll that die and add the number rolled to an ability check, an attack roll, or a saving throw that they make, which is just such a cool ability. It's like, here, have this d6. Tuck it away for whenever you need it. Once they use the Bardic Inspiration, it's gone, and Oogie Boogie can use this feature a number of times equal to his Charisma modifier per long rest. So he has 4 uses of Bardic Inspiration per long rest. I love that. Let's do 2nd level in Bard, 6th overall, he's going to gain Jack of All Trades. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to go with Bard. With Jack of All Trades, he can add half his proficiency bonus rounded down to any ability check he makes that doesn't already include his proficiency bonus. So all of those negative ones for intelligence, like Arcana and Investigation, Religion, those are all now going to go to a plus 0, and that's only going to increase as his proficiency bonus does. So I wanted that for him, because Jack of All Trades is just, it's just a really good ability. Also, as a 2nd level bard, he's going to gain Song of Rest. So during a short rest, he can give a little performance. He can do a little song and dance, maybe do some murder, And anyone who rolls hit dice to restore hit points during the short rest gains an additional d6 of healing. Not super effective, but it's just a free d6 of healing that they can get, so that's pretty nice. Third level in Bard, 7th overall, he's going to gain his Bard College or his Bard subclass. So I think we're going to go with the College of Eloquence. So with College of Eloquence, he's going to gain the ability Silver Tongue. So now when he makes a persuasion or deception check, he can treat a d20 roll of 9 or lower as a 10. Well, he's got pretty good deception and persuasion. He has plus 5 to persuasion, plus 7 to deception. So if he rolls a 5 on a deception check, he can automatically just have a 17 total. That's pretty good. He's pretty deceptive. I like that. In addition to Silver Tongue, he's going to gain the ability Unsettling Words. So this is one of the other reasons I wanted to go with Bard, because this is kind of like him cheating. And I really like the idea of Oogie Boogie cheating at D&D. Like, what's the point? It's so good. So as a bonus action, Oogie can expend one use of his Bardic Inspiration and choose one creature he can see within 60 feet of him. He's going to roll the Bardic Inspiration die, and the creature has to subtract the number rolled from the next saving throw it makes before the start of Oogie's next turn. That's so fun. Someone looks like they're going to make their saving throw, and Oogie just sticks out his little burlap foot and trips them. Good for you, Oogie. Fight dirty. Also, as a third level bard, he's going to gain expertise. So he can choose two of his skill proficiencies and have his proficiency bonus be doubled for any check he makes with those. So I think we're going to do performance and... Let's see. We can choose from animal handling, deception, sleight of hand, or survival. I do like the idea of him cheating all the time, so let's do sleight of hand. Boom, proficiency bonus is doubled, so his performance is now a plus 10, and sleight of hand is a plus 8. That's pretty freaking good, right? That's pretty good. Let's do fourth level in Bard, 8th overall. That's another ability score improvement. I say we just max out charisma. So he has an 18 to charisma, let's bump it to a 20. Incredible, that's a plus 5 to charisma. Maxed out, he's so charismatic. Let's do 5th level in Bard, 9th overall. He's going to gain access to 3rd level Bard spells and also Font of Inspiration. So now he regains all of his expended uses of Bardic Inspiration when he finishes a long rest or a short rest. Boom, look at that. Also, at 5th level, because we're not quite done, his Bardic Inspiration will increase from a d6 to a d8. I love that. Whenever he uses Unsettling Words to reduce the Bardic Inspiration from their saving throw, it's now a d8. I wanted to give Oogie an ability where he can use his Bardic Inspiration die, because he's not going to give that out to anyone else. I don't care if he has allies fighting by his side. He's not going to use his Bardic Inspiration on them. He's very selfish, and that's one of the things I love about him. Okay, so that was 9th level. Let's multi-class again. We're going to go into a 3rd class, and we're going to do... Sorcerer. So as a first level sorcerer, he is going to gain spellcasting. Believe it or not, sorcerers, very magical beings, can cast spells. So what's nice about this is also going to use charisma, so you don't have to keep track of a separate thing for bard and sorcerer spells. They're all going to use charisma. The only thing you have to keep track of are the druid spells, which uses his very bad wisdom. But that's okay. Oogie's good at other things. So as a first level sorcerer, spellcasting, great. He's also going to gain Sorceress Origin or his sorcerer subclass. And we're going to choose wild magic. So Oogie's just very chaotic, which is one of the things I love about him. You never know what to expect. Hey ladies, get a man who keeps prizing you and is full of insects. So he's gonna know Wild Magic Surge. So whenever he casts a sorcerer spell of first level or higher, he rolls a d20, and if he gets a 1, he has to roll a d100. And depending on what he rolls there, a Wild Magic Surge will take effect, and they have extremely varied effects. Like, one of them gives him resistance to all damage for the next minute. One of them turns him into a potted plant. You never know what you're gonna get. It's a guessing game. A very common homebrew for wild magic, and one that I do as well, is rules as written. If you roll a 1 on that d20 check after using a sorcerer spell, you roll on the wild magic surge table. but a lot of people do it. If you roll and you don't get a 1, then the number increases. So next time you cast a sorcerer spell, if you get a 1 or a 2, you have a wild magic surge. And then if you succeed on that, it'll be a 1, a 2, or a 3. So as you go, the wild magic kind of roils within you, building up. So I just think that's more interesting. Otherwise, you're only going to use Wild Magic Surge 5% of the time, and that's really boring because the effects are a lot of fun. Anyway, also as a first level Wild Magic Sorcerer, he's going to gain Tides of Chaos. So it says right here, he can manipulate the forces of chance. Beautiful. That's exactly what we want for him. He can just give himself advantage on one attack roll, ability check, or saving throw per long rest. So it's not a great ability. But if it's something really important that he doesn't think he'll do well on, he can just cheat and gain advantage. Beautiful. Second level in Sorcerer, 11th overall. 4, 9, 11. Yeah, 11th overall. He's going to gain his Font of Magic. So now he has sorcery points equal to his Sorcerer level. So 2 sorcery points, and he can use those sorcery points to create additional spell slots. Pretty cool. Third level in Sorcerer, 12th overall, he's going to gain Metamagic. So now he can use those sorcery points to manipulate his spells. What ones do we think are fitting for Oogie Boogie? Probably Quickened Spell. So now when he casts a spell that has a casting time of 1 action, he can spend 2 sorcery points to change the casting time to 1 bonus action for this casting. So he could, you know, bonus action, summon Beast to get a big insect in here, and then use an action for, you know, another cantrip, like Firebolt or something like that. Just to give him a bit more action economy here. So Quicken Spell, and let's do Seeking Spell. So if he makes an attack roll for a spell and he misses, he can spend 2 sorcery points to re-roll the d20 and use the new roll. So I like both of these because these both kind of lend to the idea of cheating. Like, oh, you thought this spell was going to be an action? Boom, I sleight of handed my magic, so it's just a bonus action. Didn't see that coming. Oh, you thought this spell was going to miss you? Ha ha ha, I cheated, now it's going to hit you. That's fun. Fourth level in Sorcerer, 13th overall, is another ability score improvement. I don't think we're going to increase his ability scores anymore. I could, and I kind of want to, but I'm not going to. We're going to pick a feat. So what feat do we think would be fitting for Oogie Boogie? Immediately, my mind goes to Lucky. The Lucky feat, he'll gain 3 luck points. He can use to essentially give himself advantage on some rolls, but... So I'm going to choose Quick Fingered. So with Quick Fingered, his dexterity is going to increase by 1, so that 14 is going to bump up to a 15. That doesn't change the modifier, but now it's closer to that sweet 16. He's also going to gain proficiency in sleight of hand, and if he's already proficient, he adds double his proficiency bonus to checks he makes with it. If you'll recall from the Bard's expertise, he already has that in sleight of hand, so I'm just going to retcon a little bit and instead give him expertise in animal handling. Boom, love it. But I picked Quick Fingered for this other ability, so as a bonus action, Oogie can make a sleight of hand check to plant something on someone else, conceal an object on a creature, lift a purse, or take something from a pocket. So say you're face to face with Oogie Boogie, you know, in pitched combat, and he uses magic to disappear, and you realize your wallet is missing. That's so funny, Oogie Boogie, a little pickpocket. That's great. Fifth level in Sorcerer, 14th overall, he's just going to gain access to third level Sorcerer spells. Sixth level in Sorcerer, 15th overall, he's going to gain a Sorcerer's Origin feature from the Wild Magic subclass called Bend Luck. So that's one of the big reasons I wanted Wild Magic. So now when another creature Oogie can see makes an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw, he can use his reaction to spend 2 sorcery points to roll 1d4 and apply the number rolled as a bonus or a penalty to the creature's roll. So as long as he has sorcery points, he can subtract d4s from enemies' attack rolls, ability checks, or saving throws. And it's called Bend Luck, which you know he's doing, always bending it in his favor. Beautiful. Seventh level in Sorcerer, 16th overall, he's going to gain access to fourth level Sorcerer spells. Eighth level in Sorcerer, 17th overall, another ability score improvement. Hey, let's pick a feat. I think we have the luck thing covered. I think he has plenty of abilities to give him the appearance of cheating and bending luck to his favor. So I want something that's a little more dirty, something more to paint him as the twisted little freak that we know he is. I'm gonna give him athlete. I'm gonna give him the athlete feat. Oogie boogie. You know, when I think of jocks, I think of a few people, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Phelps, Oogie Boogie, Babe Ruth, you know? So let's do the athlete feat. He can increase his strength or dexterity score by 1. So let's bump up his dexterity now from a 15 to a 16, which is now a +3 modifier. He's very dexterous, and I think that's hilarious. Also, when Oogie is prone, standing up uses only 5 feet of his movement. Climbing doesn't cost him extra movement. And he can make a running long jump or a running high jump after moving only 5 feet on foot rather than 10 feet. So I mentioned this earlier, he's fairly dexterous and he's got leaps. Our man can jump. And why shouldn't he be able to jump? You know, he's got them strong gams. Them very, very strong, supple, shapely gams. And by shape, I mean kind of triangles made out of burlap. Anyway, let's do 9th level in Sorcerer, 18th overall. He's going to gain access to 5th level Sorcerer spells. Incredible. Now we're going to go 5th level in Druid. For 19th level, we are going 5th level in Druid, so he gains access to 3rd level Druid spells. And the reason I did this was that he can get the spell Conjure Animals. So now he can conjure just 8 insects to help him fight. That's really cool. That's really fun for him. I don't think any of the other 3rd level spells are really fitting for him. Maybe dispel magic? Not really. But yeah, he can just summon these bugs to fight alongside of him. Now, let's see. We can go 6th level in Druid, 6th level in Bard, or 10th level in Sorcerer. Oh, what to do? What to do? I think, yeah, 6th level in Druid, 20th overall, he's going to gain the Mighty Summoner ability from the Circle of Shepherd subclass. So we just gave him this ability to summon these bugs. Now when he summons a creature, that creature is going to appear with 2 extra hit points per hit die that it has. So they're a bit more hardy. And also the damage from these summoned bugs is going to be considered magical for the purpose of overcoming immunity and resistance to non-magical attacks and damage. So, boom, he just summons a ton of magical bugs to swarm and kill you, so that he can then eat you. Isn't that nice? Oogie Boogie, a gambling boogeyman. Background is aristocrat, race is stout halfling. He is a level 6 Circle of the Shepherd Druid, a level 5 College of Eloquence Bard, and a level 9 Wild Magic Sorcerer. We kind of went all over the place there, and I am very happy about it. His ending stats are 11 Strength, 16 Dexterity, 14 Constitution, 9 Intelligence, 10 Wisdom, and 20 Charisma. We really bumped those stats up from how they started. Skills, he has +12 to Animal Handling, +11 to Deception, +17 to performance, +15 to sleight of hand, and +6 to survival. For saving throws, he has +5 to intelligence saving throws and +6 to wisdom saving throws. Languages, he knows common, halfling, druidic, and sylvan. He has tool proficiencies in weaver's tools, bagpipes, an herbalism kit, and maracas. For feats, we gave him quick-fingered and athlete. Which, you put those two things side by side, and it's like, Oogie Boogie, come on, stop it, we're in public. Anyway, so my idea for Oogie Boogie, he's back at his old shit, okay? He's raised an army of bugs, Jack Skellington is trying to stand against him. So there's this big final showdown. Jack Skellington surrounded by Oogie Boogie's bugs. Jack Skellington's blasting off some of his magic. Because I forgot to mention this, but I also turned Jack Skellington into a D&D character fairly early on in my podcasting journey. He was a bard. Of course, it's Jack Skellington. So he's casting his magics out at these bugs, but the bugs are a bit hardier than he's expecting from Oogie Boogie's Mighty Summoner ability. They're bursting at the seams. Their carapaces are swollen with extra organs and vitality. Because everyone knows the more organs you have, the healthier you are. So these bugs are chock full of spleens. Anyway, Oogie Boogie's attacking from afar. Whenever Jack Skellington thinks the bugs are finally done, Oogie Boogie blasts him with some magic and then uses Quicken Spell to just summon more bugs. He's always surrounded by bugs. So Jack Skellington is like, okay, I can't get rid of the bugs. I have to get rid of Oogie Boogie. So he goes in for the kill. And it looks like he's about to hit him, but Oogie Boogie bends luck and prevents Jack Skellington from connecting. Jack Skellington looks like he's gonna succeed on a saving throw against one of Oogie Boogie's powerful sorcerer spells, but Oogie Boogie utters some beautiful, slimy, unsettling words from his College of Eloquence Bard subclass to reduce Jack Skellington's saving throw by 1d8. Blast Jack with a powerful spell. Jack's surrounded by bugs. He doesn't know what to do, so finally in a Hail Mary, he casts one of his most powerful spells at Oogie Boogie. Oogie Boogie goes to roll his saving throw, but he gets a nat 1. Fortunately, as a halfling, he gets to re-roll those ones. Oogie Boogie's looking hurt. So are his insects. He doesn't know what to do. He's running out of spells. So he summons one of his spirit totems. He summons the ladybug totem. So now when he heals himself using a powerful spell to restore his hit points, all of his bugs also regain 6 hit points. So now revitalized, they can just swarm Jack Skellington, tearing him apart piece by piece, bone by bone. And then once he's just a pile of rubble, still yelling at Oogie Boogie, because he's a skeleton, how are you going to kill him? Oogie Boogie opens his mouth and terminally sucks Jack Skellington right up into him. And he just becomes part of Oogie Boogie, and he just lives in his tummy. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, that was a lot. Email in character suggestions to me at fantasizemepod@gmail.com. Let me know who you want me to turn into a D&D character. My list is growing very bare bones, so I'll probably do your suggestions sooner rather than later. Again, that email to send in character suggestions to is fantasizemepod@gmail.com. You can also catch me on Twitch, streaming every so often. I haven't streamed for a little bit because I've been away, but as soon as I get back to the homestead, I am going to be streaming again, hopefully every Tuesday and Thursday. Not sure what I'm going to be streaming, but I do know it's going to be a lot of fun. Over on twitch.tv, my handle there is fantasizemepod. You can also catch some of the VODs I've uploaded to YouTube under fantasizemepod. Catch me on social media, on Twitter and Blue Sky, under, get this, Fantasize Me Pod. Isn't that wild? Be sure to tell your friends, tell your enemies, and tell your friends' enemies about this podcast. Do it. It's the perfect bane or boon, depending on whether or not you like this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this Halloween special, and we'll do this again soon. Bye. Thank you.